Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, with the Deputy Mayor in studio a little while ago, we were talking about this deteriorating situation. Well, my God, out there in Alice Springs. But there are similarities that are terrifying, because the downward spiral has really taken hold very quickly in Alice Springs, and the deterioration in the behaviour in our own CBD here in Cairns has been really quite alarming in recent times. I mean, you have to go back about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years when we first heard of that, that I think it was a 14-year-old kid holding up a man out there on Mulgrave Road who was heading home with his stubbies. And the kid pulled a knife on him, and everyone said, surely not a child with a knife. Well, now it's become de rigueur. I mean, there's probably more kids hanging around the CBD late at night with knives than without. So we've got a real issue there with genuine dangers for people around our town, and we need intervention, some effective intervention. What is that going to be? Well, let's establish just how dangerous it is to start with. Now, I've got a report. This is only about a week and a half ago. A lady just at a counter in our CBD down along the Esplanade there. They're watching a group of these kids outside, obviously getting into strife, and suddenly one of them darted away from the group, straight in through the door, grabbed a pen off the counter and threatened to stab the worker with that. Of course, she backed away. This kid obviously meant business, which gave him an opportunity to steal the tips jar or whatever. And when she talked about it with other shopkeepers, they said, oh, yeah, these kids are around all the time now. And this has become a regular thing. There's also a Facebook site. If you get onto that, you can see what's going on. Cairns Crime Alert discussions, etc. And you'll see there that shopkeeper, I think it might have been in one of the arcades, fundamentally saying, I've had a gutful of these kids. They're in here stealing stuff all the time, threatening me, etc., breaking in at night. So there's a picture of him chasing them down the street. But, of course, half a dozen of them scatter in totally different directions. And what's he going to do if he does catch up with them? And what risk is he taking? I mean, this is seemingly happening all the time. Then you would have seen on your news coverage the other night, Ezzy Wells, Ezzy's got the Adventure Cairns and Beyond in the CBD. And there it was again. This is a kid looking like he's about 8 or 9 or 10 years of age. And these kids are carrying knives and they're threatening to stab people, just going about their business in our CBD. They're lighting fires, of course, when there's nobody around to intervene. It is an absolute nightmare. Where are the parallels? Well, seemingly more and more with the nightmare that's underway in Alice Springs. So I think we've really got to start demanding action on this particular front. I've got Ezzy Wells on the line to talk about what she's been enduring, what other shopkeepers have been enduring for some time, what tourists endure when they visit our beautiful town now. Ezzy, good morning and thanks for joining me on the program.
Good morning, John. How are you going?
We've got to talk about these matters, otherwise nothing's ever going to be done. Ezzy, just briefly, if you don't mind, step us through what you've been enduring recently in the CBD.
Well, over the last 12 months, it was once a week. We were getting stuff stolen. Now it's every single day. It's at the point where I got robbed at home by a 15-year-old. He's been sent to detention. 2 days later, my shop was robbed by 2 8-year-olds and a 10-year-old. An hour after the incident of them being caught, let back out on the street, and then they were trying to break into the shop next door.
No.
There is no accountability. There is no consequences. We're setting our country up, not just here, but I don't understand. I know we all have different governments, but governments need to stand together, because this is happening all over Australia, and if we don't act now, we're already in serious problems already.
Are you across what's been emerging about Alice Springs the last few days? I mean, Sky News, I picked up on it last night, but I had seen coverage the last couple of weeks of the kids who steal the cars, for example. They're so proud of their prowess. They get out to the middle of town and they show it off. They do circuits around a roundabout, and they all stand up in the cars outside the windows, etc. And the locals all come out to watch the show. It's almost as if it's part of the entertainment. And I've made the point, if we don't pull our socks up, that's what the future holds for us here in Cairns.
I don't think we're very far behind at all. The only difference is locals are not standing up and coming out and watching it. We've had no rest. We get no restitution at all. I don't even want to come to work. when I work 6 days a week and every day we're getting robbed. Every single day, the same children are in town. And if they're not given consequences, of course they're going to keep doing it. You and I have consequences. If we don't go to work, we can't pay our bills. But why should our taxpayers, and a lot of these kids are in child protection. Child protection is not doing their job. Also in Alice Springs, the councillor, Ali Melky, she's implemented laws into the council in Alice Springs to deal with juvenile crime. But our council won't even do a goddamn thing. So here's a town in the Northern Territory where their council are even backing up the businesses. We've got no backup from our council whatsoever. We get no restitution for smashed windows, stolen goods, even when the people are caught and they're let back out because we have no legislation to deal with 8 to 10-year-olds that are doing these crimes. So we need to make legislation or it's never going to change.
It's very interesting what you said about the situation in Alice Springs where local laws have been introduced by the local council. So it is possible they can intervene.
They can if you've got the right people in council. Our council are not interested.
This is very interesting indeed, I've got to say to you. Look, can I say this to you too? You brought up this point about, well, no restitution, and that is one of the great injustices of this. Nobody's caring at all about people who might be on just on the verge of going bankrupt, organising restitution for them. No, and we'll turn them back. That's their responsibility. Let's not get involved if we don't have to. This is the attitude that's prevailing, and if it keeps prevailing, we're all going to hit the wall here. But there's other point you make about consequences. If indeed you're going to be breaking the law and breaking the law in a way that actually threatens people's lives and to have no significant consequences applied by the magistrate in the juvenile justice court, this is an absolute obscenity because we are now saying, oh, the rights of these kids because of whatever it is, their background, their family, their lack of education, they can go out there and commit these life-threatening crimes and the victims have no comeback at all. They fundamentally left on their own to survive it as best they possibly can in this what is becoming a tidal wave of violent crime.
But they still get their Centrelink payments to parents every fortnight or child protection still get paid, what, $1.5 million to incarcerate one child in child protection a year? Oh, no. It's insanity, yet they're not doing their job. The same resi kids are in town armed with gloves, lighters or accelerants and weapons every day, 2 to 3 times a day, the police are taking them home. We're watching it. We know every single child. Then you can't even put it up on the crimes page. I tried to put one up yesterday of a guy that robbed me 2 weeks ago. Now, he is an adult. It's not even just children, John. People don't realise there was an adult that robbed me the other 2 weeks ago. I chased him out. Some locals caught him and grabbed my products back.
Oh, great.
And he dropped his bail papers in my shop. He'd been done for 2 crimes, armed in the CBD in Mareeba and assaulting police on the 31st.
Yes.
He got done on the 1st, assaulting police in Cairns. He robbed me on the 2nd. Now, this is a grown adult. It's not even just a problem in crimes. Anastasia's trying to say, I'm bringing in better legislation. She's not even dealing with the adults that are repeat offenders. So she's not going to deal with adults that are repeat offenders. And then that same guy tried to rob me again yesterday. I tried to put it up on the crimes page and it was taken down because I never had a picture of it while he was robbing me. No, because I was trying to protect myself. Then I took a picture when he went out. So I can't even warn other CBD owners. This guy robbed off me 2 weeks ago and got caught. He's been done for 3 charges and you won't even post it up to let me know other business owners know we've got nothing to protect us at all.
It's bizarre, isn't it? They seem to be caring more for the interests of the offenders than the victims.
Correct.
ResiCare, did you mention the ResiCare kids there?
Exact same kids every day. This 9.5-year-old threatened me with a knife because his 2 mates were the ones that broke into my shop. You got my mates arrested. I'm going to stab you, if not today, in the next couple of days. Now, for 3 days, he came back and threatened me. I rang Child Protection, which are 12 steps across the road from me. because he was at my shop and said, do you want to come and deal with your child? Oh, sorry, we can't help you. Mm. We'll put you through to child protection in Gordonvale. Mm. Now, child protection put me on hold for over an hour, refused to take my call. But that's like a nurse or a doctor having a day off. Mm. They come up to a car accident, you're lying there dying, and they go, sorry, it's my day off. A nurse is a nurse. If I ring child protection on Lake Street because a resi kid is threatening me with a knife, you would think they would, in the interest of tourists, business owners, they would have walked out and got and talked to this child. They did nothing but get me to ring Gordonvale, and then Gordonvale refused to speak to me. So we have not. I've tried every avenue. I've tried the mayor. So I was told we can't do anything about it. We've tried council. I've tried to put things up on Facebook. It gets taken down because I don't know why. Mm. Because we haven't got pictures of it happening at the time. Mm. How can you get a picture while you're getting robbed? I'm too busy grabbing fly spray, which is my only protection, because I don't want to hit someone. I don't want to push someone out of my shop. My only protection is Bushman's fly spray. That is ridiculous. These kids are armed, but I can't have anything to protect myself or my business.
Oh my God, how often do we hear about this ResiCare, this train wreck called ResiCare in the suburbs? And yet nobody's prepared effectively to intervene. I'm just looking at these 10 points that Anastasia Palaszczuk is waving around now, suggesting it's going to make an impact. I can't see one thing that's going to have the slightest impact on this explosion in crime. Nobody's being held responsible, least let alone the parents, let alone the ResiCare operators. Have we got enough police? Nowhere near enough police. If we did have the number of police we need, could they take action anyway? Almost definitely not, because their arms are tied behind their back by these ridiculous restraints.
You know what we're going to have happen, John? We're going to have no police left, or no nurses, or no paramedics. Mm. They're going to get burnt out. Mm. I watch these police get the same kids every day, and the kids are back in town within 2 hours.
Yeah.
Why are they allowed on our public transport?
Exactly.
Now, I have old people come in the CBD that are on very low money and they have to pay for the bus. Mm. If a child is coming to the CBD and commits crimes and is taken home 3 times a day, my question is, why is he or those people allowed on our public transport?
Exactly.
If you stop, he's not going to run 150K or however far it is from here to Gordonvale. We're making it harder for him to get in the CBD.
Yeah.
No, we're just going, get on the bus. You don't have to pay. The taxpayers will pay for it.
Mm.
While the police are getting, they can only do what they can do. Then they get let out.
Mm.
It's a revolving door every single day, and it's the same kids, same people.
You see, this has been such an eye-opener. Do you know what has struck me here? You're almost a lone voice, not entirely a lone voice, but almost.
Yep.
We need so many more people out there, not just the victims, potential victims as well, who, if they've got, you know, any awareness at all, they can see they're next in line to be victims of this explosion in crime. And the absolute lack of care being expressed in this particular matter by elected representatives who look the other way and pretend everything's fine.
Albanese was here how many days ago, John? I don't know, in the last week, on his way to Papua New Guinea. And you couldn't come and speak to any small business owners. Mm. And he's our Prime Minister.
Mm.
And he was in our town. So what hope do we have? I've gone to the Shadow Minister, Dale Last, about this resi kid. He's seen the video footage. Mm. He knows. He's heard complaint after complaint. If our Shadow Minister of Police can't get this child dealt with, who can? Mm. There's no one.
Mm. Well, you ought to be congratulated by having the courage to stand up and speak out on this particular matter. I think what you've done, what you are prepared to continue doing, needs a huge amount of support from people in this town, not just shopkeepers, people that visit our city, people that travel in the buses, for example, having to put up with this misuse by these fundamentally criminal kids, etc. Please don't stop, Ezzy, because we desperately need you. We desperately need you to keep banging the drum, and we need about 100 or 150 shopkeepers in town and another 1,000 citizens who are absolutely furious about what's going on to join you. And thank you and congratulations, Ezzy. That's Ezzy Wells. She's the owner of Adventure Cans and Beyond in our CBD, and she needs your support.